That's correct. We anticipated initially possibly doing a lease, and then we modified that approach to kind of a right of first refusal to buy back the equipment at the depreciated value as it ages throughout the term of the contract. The city attorney can maybe speak to more specifics about the language that was inserted. Josh?
Yeah, the intent was if for some reason that relationship ended within a relatively short period of time, there would be more than equipment sold, there would be an opportunity for the city to buy that back at its then current value at the time that RTS is considering selling that equipment.
I'll mention as well that the advantage to that over the lease approach is that it frees the city of the liability that would be associated if we were to continue to own that equipment while it was operated by a third party. So although we will still have the option to sort of pull that equipment back in if necessary, we won't have the corresponding liability that we would have if we actually own those trucks.